The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature. For Brain Stuff listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Blink by Malcolm Gladwell. Gladwell delves deep into the human psyche to explore how we make decisions. Are people with high IQs the best decision makers? Not necessarily. Are hastily made decisions the best? Find out the fascinating science and psychology behind the human decision-making process in Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, available from Audible. To try Audible free today and to get a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/brainstuff. That's audiblepodcast.com/brainstuff.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Do you remember the Polaroid camera with the instant film? How did that film work? How could you take a picture and have the picture develop right in your hand in just a minute or two? Instant camera film is remarkable because it has its own built-in developing studio. To understand how this works, you need to understand the basics of traditional photographic film. This has mostly been replaced by digital cameras today, but it's still interesting and it's a great chemistry experiment. Film is a plastic base coated with particles of silver compound that are sensitive to light. Black and white film has one layer of silver compound, while color film has three layers. The top layer is sensitive to blue light, the next layer is sensitive to green, and the bottom layer is sensitive to red. When you expose the film, the sensitive grains of each layer react to light of that color, forming metallic silver at that layer. This gives you a chemical record of the light and color pattern. To turn this into a picture, you have to develop the film. One developer chemical turns the exposed particles into metallic silver. The film is then treated with three different dye developers containing dye couplers. The three dye colors are cyan, a combination of green and blue light, magenta, a combination of red and blue light, and yellow, a combination of green and red light. Each of these dye coupler types react with one of the color layers in the film. In ordinary print film, the dye couplers attach to particles that have been exposed. In color slide film, the dye couplers attach to non-exposed areas. Developed color film has a negative image. The colors appear opposite of the colors in the original scene. In slide film, the two dyes that attach to the unexposed area combine to form the color captured at the exposed area. For example, if the green layer is exposed, yellow and cyan dye will attach to either side of the green layer, but the magenta dye will not attach at the green layer. The yellow and cyan combine to form green. The instant camera developing process combines colors the same basic way that slide film does. It has the same layers of light-sensitive grains as traditional film, all arranged on a plastic sheet. The film also contains several additional layers, however. These layers contain all the necessary chemicals for the development process. Underneath each color layer, there's a developer layer containing dye couplers. All these layers sit on top of a black base layer, and they sit underneath the image layer, timing layer, and acid layer. This arrangement is essentially a chemical chain reaction waiting to be set into motion. The component that gets the developing process going is the reagent, as in reagent. A mix of opacifiers, alkali, white pigment, and other elements. The reagent sits in a layer just above the light-sensitive layers and just below the image layer. Before you take the picture, the reagent material is all collected in a blob at the border of the plastic sheet, away from the light-sensitive material. This keeps the film from developing before it's been exposed. After you snap the picture, the film sheet passes out of the camera through a pair of tight rollers. The rollers spread the reagent material out into the middle of the film sheet, just like a rolling pin spreading out dough. When the reagent is spread in between the image layer and the light-sensitive layers, it reacts with the other chemical layers in the film. The opacifier material stops light from filtering into the layers below, so the film isn't fully exposed before it's developed. The reagent chemicals move downward through the layers, changing the exposed particles in each layer into metallic silver. The chemicals then dissolve the developer dye so it begins to diffuse up toward the image layer. The metallic silver areas at each layer, the grains that were exposed to light, grab the dyes so they stop moving up. Only the dyes from the unexposed layers will move up to the image layer. For example, if the green layer was exposed, no magenta dye will make it to the image layer, but cyan and yellow will. These colors combine to create a translucent green film on the image surface. Light reflecting off the white pigment in the reagent shines through these color layers, the same way that light from a bulb shines through a slide. There is one problem left to solve. Recall that there was this opacifier that made it so that light couldn't get in to expose the film while all this developing is taking place. How do you make the image clear? It turns out that at the same time these reagent chemicals are working down through the light-sensitive layers, other reagent chemicals are working up through the upper film layers. The acid layer in the film reacts with the alkali and opacifiers in the reagent, making the opacifiers become clear. This lets you see the image below. The timing layer slows the reagent down on its path to the acid layer to give the film time to develop before it's exposed to light and you can see it. When you watch the image in a photo film come into view, you're actually seeing this final chemical reaction. The image is already developed underneath. You're just watching the acid layer clear up the opacifiers in the reagent so the image becomes visible to you.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. To try Audible free today and to get a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/brainstuff. Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.